It's 5 o'clock at Coffee Mambo Jumbo's HQ, and what does that mean? Well, that means experimenting with filter coffee. I'm not very good with filter coffee yet, and there's so much leeway and playing around that you can actually do when preparing a filter coffee that I'm just playing, and I've received a beautiful gift on my birthday, which was on Sunday, which is the V60 drip scale. Now, I have used it with the AeroPress, and you can be so accurate. You can be accurate because there's scales and timer at the same time. You weigh your grinds, you weigh your beans before you grind them, then you have a look how much is left, and then you can be so precise by setting up your contraption, whether it is the AeroPress or, like today, this afternoon, this early evening, I did actually use the V60-01 drip and the pot that goes with it, which is also the pot, the 01 glass pot, and it just looks beautiful the way you can all set it up perfectly. Now, I have used 16 grams of ground beans, and I've used 250 milliliter of water. Of course, the grinds soak up some of that water as well, and what was left in the cup was just about 210 fluid grams, because I can do that very, very precisely on that contraption. Now, I'm still using the Workshop Kagumoini Double A bean from Kenya, which is a lovely fruity bean, and I've had it with the AeroPress, and it was really gorgeous. Now, taking a sip of what I've just brewed here, I think I haven't done too badly, but I haven't excelled either, because, well, let me just take another sip. Well, I mean, there's definitely a lovely light mouthfeel in it, but there is a touch of bitterness at the end. Now, that's not right. And I think where I've gone wrong, the whole extraction to get my water through the grinds took 3 minutes. And I think I have to speed up things. Now, I can do two things. I can either pour the water quicker in, or, of course, I can grind a little coarser, which maybe I should do. Now, the reason why this grind is maybe a bit too fine is because I think my Porlex grinder, the burrs themselves, have lost their edge a little bit, and I wasn't really happy with my grinding. So I put the ground bean through it again, and maybe, I mean, it just took the edge off some pieces that were a bit too coarse, but maybe it's also ground the whole thing a bit too fine. I don't know. The thing is, you've got to have fun with it. You've got to play with it. And it's a totally new experience for Coffee Mambo Jumbo, who just loves espresso and espresso-based drinks. Don't get me wrong, filter coffees also have a big part in my coffee heart. So I want to just excel at that as well, and just engage all my senses, preparing it, smelling it, seeing it, observing it, and then obviously tasting it. Now, I'm really, really looking forward to the London Coffee Festival, which will happen from this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Old Brewery. Entrance is 15 Hanbury Street, just off Brick Lane. So we're talking about the East End of London, and it's going to be buzzing. So Coffee Mambo Jumbo will be there reporting from there. In the meantime, I should hone my skills a bit more, but I'm sure to pick up a lot of tips and tricks there too.